Stocks shrugged off a sharp early decline on a negative GDP report as traders continue to focus on the chance for some reduction in trade hostilities, as well as some solid earnings reports from big tech companies. The S&P 500 fell nearly 2% early on Wednesday after first quarter GDP was reported at a negative 0.3% annual rate. Now, much of this was due to a surge in net imports ahead of expected tariffs, though, and was not fully unexpected. The index then rode a steady wave of dip buying into the close to finish higher on the day by a few points. Remarkably, the index finished the month down just 1% after weathering a steep sell-off following the April 2nd Trump tariff announcement. After the close, strong results from Microsoft and Meta platforms redeemed that bargain hunting throughout the day, at least initially, sending those shares higher on first reflex. The whippy action leaves the market caught somewhat in the middle, in the disputed zone between bull and bear market, with consumer survey data crashing, yet much economic activity remaining steady, and with the worst-case scenario from extreme trade measures off the table, even as the current planned tariff rates remain a bit too high for investor comfort. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.